Milking Time from The Farmer's Boy by Robert Bloomfield. The clattering dairymaid immersed in steam, singing and scrubbing amidst her milk and cream. Bawls out, "Go fetch the cows," he hears no more, for pigs and ducks and turkeys throng the door, and sitting hens for constant war prepared, a concert strange to that which late he heard. Straight to the meadow, then, he whistling goes, with well-known halloo calls his lazy cows. Down the rich pasture heedlessly they graze, or hear the summon with an idle gaze. For well they know the cowyard yields no more its tempting fragrance nor its wintry store. Reluctance marks their steps sedate and slow, the right of conquest, all the law they know. The strong press on, the weak by turns succeed, and one superior always takes the lead. A loud president's undisputed sway, with jealous pride her station is maintained, for many a broil that past honoured gained. At home the yard affords a grateful scene, for spring makes e'en a miry cowyard clean. Thence from its chalky yard behold, conveyed the witch manure that drenching winter made, which piled near home grows green with many a weed, a promised nutrient for autumn seed. Forth comes the maid, and like the morning smiles, the mistress too, and followed close by Giles. A friendly tripod forms their humble seat, with pails bright scoured and delicately sweet. Where shadowing elms obstruct the morning ray, begins the word, begins the simple lay. The full-charged udder yields its willing streams, while Mary sings some lover's amorous dreams.